You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? All right, today's show is all about Juneau, Alaska. All about Juneau. That's what it is, that's what it do, what that's what it be like, and that's what's up. So, Juneau police in policy of flagging flying weed. In other words, they weren't allowing weed to be transported through the airport in Juneau. And so they have decided to backtrack on that and allow it now. Yay. They are now allowing marijuana to be transported through their airport. And it's not illegal in Alaska, it was just not allowed in Juneau. So I had to pause so you guys could process that. So now moving on. Alaska news, the reason why we're reporting on Juneau today is because Mr. Trollman wanted to, from Juneau, the village idiot, wanted to get all up in my grill again, online, right? So, we're going to talk about his daddy. I'm pretty sure that this is his daddy, Ed Mercer. Ed Mercer is the Juneau police chief, and he holds plenty of press conferences, and there was one at the Juneau Police Department headquarters where a Juneau police officer shot and killed a man earlier Sunday morning. It is the police department's first fatal officer-involved shooting since 2007. There was one potential time where they would have gotten shot at, but they didn't. And, this has got people divided. Some people don't agree with the use of force, and some people, like, you know, people who back the badge, do. And so, we're just going to read this story. Kelly Michael Stevens was a 34-year-old tattoo artist whom police said threatened to kill the police officer. Police said he swung a chain at the officer, who then fired one shot, hitting Stevens in the stomach. Now that sounds pretty unnecessary. Like, just right off the bat. Like, that's... I'm guessing he fired one shot, hit him in his stomach, and it killed him. Not the leg, not the shoulder, not the arm, not the chain. But in his stomach. Okay. This is... All I'm saying is there is a lot of crazy things going on in Alaska. And so, I'm just saying that, you know, like, there's a lot going on in Alaska that, how do you say, it's not okay. And I mean, there's a lot of places where it's not okay, but whenever you take Alaska and Juneau in particular, it's a village, okay? It doesn't, like, everybody knows everybody. And it's not like you have the option to just not know people, really. Like, it's a very, very small town. It's a village. And they got a lot of idiots. And all I'm saying is that this one idiot in particular, who's a police chief, Ed Mercer's son, just wants to sit there and talk all this crap. All of this crap. I mean, dude, this guy has just gone on and 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 on day in, day out, on the hour. You get the idea. I mean, the dude is obsessed. He loves me. He can't believe how cool I am. How cool it was for me to come into Juneau, Alaska and just do my thing. You know, Ed Mercer didn't have the balls to do anything wildly newsworthy while I was there. But now, his delinquent son is desperate for my home address. Let's think about that. He's desperate for my new home address. He tried to interfere with my life in Alaska, and he can't easily figure me out in California. Which is fine by me. Like, that guy can go eat his heart out for all I care. He can't rap. He can't host a podcast. Like, he's no good at it. I mean, this guy is a major tool. If you think Hunter Biden is a tool, wait until you get a load of this guy. Even Hunter Biden would be like, this dude is a douchebag. He goes by everybody's favorite a-hole, right? Expletives included in his rendition of it, right? Okay. Right, alright. So he's my favorite? I can think of plenty more a-holes to give a high five out of all things to give people. Rather than this guy. Or his daddy. I'm not giving them a platform. There's no way in God's green earth am I giving them a platform. But I will call them out for their gross neglect. It's ridiculous. You know, and it's not because he has the balls to show up to my home address, but it's because he's a peon trying to do menial tasks in hopes that they'll make a difference in my life. Newsflash, this one's a real shocker. They don't. They've only helped me better me.